Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 140. Aunt B on Dragnet. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by over to Weaver's and check out what they've got. They've got all kinds of wonderful things there that you're going to love. DVDs, books, everything. Mayberry band music, if you want to try to find it. drop by over weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of episode number 140 is Mr. Jay Hicks. Hey, Jay. Good to have you with us. I changed up the opening music a little bit so it was louder than normal, and it just sounds funny to me, that Mayberry band music. Some of you folks may be getting tired of that, but it just puts me in the mood to talk about Mayberry, listening to that band play, you know, just like I'm waiting on music under the stars or something. Anyway, tonight, folks, we're going to be talking about Aunt B on Dragnet. That's right. You probably didn't know it, and you might have, but I was surprised the other day when I was looking around and saw Joe Friday on Dragnet, because I've always liked Dragnet. And who appeared on there but Mayberry's own Frances Bouvier. Her name was Hazel Howard. The episode of Dragnet is from the television version of the crime drama, Dragnet. You guys surely have seen it. And it was first aired back on May 27th, 1954. The title of the Dragnet episode is called The Big False Make. And that's from season 3, and I believe it's episode 39, though some places showed it as episode 35. So I'm not quite sure for certain which is correct. But I listen to the radio versions of Dragnet a lot. And so I've realized this. All the episodes of Dragnet pretty much start the big something. So the big false make. Almost every episode is the big something. Now, at the end of this episode of Dragnet, it was strange that Aunt B, Frances Bouvier, she's billed in the closing credits by her character's name on this episode, Hazel Howard, rather than her real name. It actually says Hazel Howard, Hazel Howard. Anyway, this is the final episode of Dragnet's third season. And it's based on the radio version of this broadcast that was from May 17th, 1953, so about a year earlier. So let's listen to this. This was Joe Friday. They were trying to determine, it was supposed to be a local gardener that had been arrested for a grocery store holdup. And they had gone to question Frances, Hazel Howard, Miss Howard, about the gardener and about the man, just to see what she knew. So let's listen to this. This is Aunt B on Dragnet, Frances Bouvier.
Yes?
Miss Howard?
That's right. Did you want something?
Police officers, ma'am. We'd like to talk to you.
Police? What do you want to see me for?
About a man who did some work for you, Thomas Stanford.
Oh, yeah. Come in, won't you?
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
This is my partner, Frank Smith, Miss Howard. My name's Friday.
How do you do,
ma'am?
Just sit down there. I'm having a late lunch. Can I get you anything?
No, thank you, ma'am.
You sure you wouldn't like a glass of iced tea, something like that?
No, ma'am. Thanks very much.
Do you mind if I go on with my lunch while we talk? I've been eating later since this daylight saving time came in. I just can't get it straight yet. I never could get it straight in time. My dude's over.
Yes, ma'am. Now, about this man, Stanford.
Oh, Tom. Oh, yes, he's a good gardener. Oh, he does such a good job on the place. You should walk around the grounds. Oh, he does a beautiful job.
Yes, ma'am. Could you tell us when he was here last?
Well, I'll have to think about that. Now, let's see. It was a week ago yesterday. Mm-hmm, that's right. Last Wednesday. He comes once a week. He should have been here yesterday. I phoned his house when he didn't show up. There was no answer. Probably forgot. He's very forgetful, you know.
That right?
Oh, yes. Take the last time he was here. He forgot all of his tools. He walked right off. He left them on the lawn. Had to take them all back to the garage. I left them right out in front of the place.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I should say it, though.
What's that, Miss Howard?
Well, frankly, I've never felt that Tom was real bright. He seemed a little backward.
How do you mean backward?
Well, when it came to thinking out things for himself, he just couldn't handle it. If you told him to do something, he'd do it. And he'd never vary from the way you told him to do it.
Yes, ma'am.
But I asked him to figure something out, and he was just dead. seemed like the motor was going, but he couldn't get the clutch out.
Do you remember what time he was here on Wednesday?
Well, now, let me see. It was about 10 o'clock in the morning. It was right after that radio program about the friends. I'd just been listening to that when he got here, and it goes off at 10. Have you ever heard it?
No, ma'am.
Well, you should listen sometime. They do it in New York. It's all about friends. These people tell why they need a friend to help them out of trouble. I listen every morning. Makes me feel pretty lucky. These poor people, I certainly appreciate what I've got when I hear what they have to say.
Was Stanford here all day, ma'am?
Yes, all day. He didn't leave until, let me see. Oh, I guess it was about 5 o'clock, somewheres in there. Mm-hmm. Right before the 5 o'clock news. Just before that, he left.
Yes, ma'am. Well, is it possible that Stanford could have gotten away from the yard at all between 10 and 5?
No. He was here all the time. I'm sure of that.
All right, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Well, what's this all about? Is Tom in some sort of trouble?
It's just a routine investigation, ma'am. I'm going to give you one of our cards, Mrs. Howard, in case you should think of anything else.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Michigan 5211, is that right?
Yes, ma'am. Just ask for robbery division. That's extension 2511. It's right on the card there.
I see. Poor Tom. All this trouble. It's too bad.
Yes, ma'am.
Wish this were New York.
Ma'am?
Well, if it were New York, we could do something for him.
Well, how's that?
That program about the friends.
Yeah.
Tom could sure use one.
So that's Aunt B, Frances Bouvier on Dragnet. Now, did you notice she was talking about, I wish this was New York? You know, because if it was New York, we could do something for him. Remember, Frances was born in New York City. That's where she was born. She was from New York. So I don't know if they had written that in as the character or if that's just something that, you know, that she had to say. I'm just not sure. So, anyway, I just thought that was interesting. Here's a little bit of Aunt B just to wash the dragnet out of our mouth. All right. Let's leave Aunt B playing in the background as we go. So I hope you enjoyed the dragnet. But let's talk a little bit more about Frances. Now, you may or may not have known that she had a Studebaker. That's right. Frances Bouvier, when she passed away, had a 1966, I believe. Let me look real here. Right. What have I got? Yeah, she had a 1966 Studebaker Daytona was her personal car. Now, that car was sold at auction back in 1989 when she passed away. And there's a website about that, so you can go and read about it. But basically what they're telling you is it was a personal car of Frances Bouvier. And, you know, that she passed away in 1989 after she had lived 17 years in Siler City. And her furniture and her car and her properties and stuff like that were sold back in after she passed away, obviously. This was a Studebaker that she had bought, and it was produced the last year Studebaker brand was even made. And it was assembled in Canada. It was a six-cylinder engine. Anyway, this is what's neat about this. The car is owned by Denton residents Brown Laughlin and Sean Bingham. They paid $20,000 for it in June 1990, at Raleigh auction of the property at her request. And the money, the benefit, went to the University System Center for Public Television. So everybody's, I've heard talk before about, you know, it's sad that she had, everything was sold off. Well, she had asked for that to happen. And when she asked for it, she was actually wanting stuff to be donated to several different charities and stuff. So let's see if I can find this real quick. But she had asked for the proceeds of her sales of her at the auction to go to the North Carolina Public Television. And the Andy Griffith Show Rio and Watchers Club was involved in doing that. Jim Clark, some of those guys had supported that. And there were donations made from the Andy Griffith Show Rio and Watchers Club at the time to Frances's charities, because she had several different charities that she was involved with. She had designated the Screen Actors Guild, the Actors Fund of America, Chatham Hospital, and more regional hospital foundations. So she was thinking ahead before she passed away, and in her will, she had requested that her property be sold to help to support those things. So I know last week we had some questions and comments about, you know, that's kind of sad that she had, kind of hermitized herself, I guess would be the right way to do it. But you've got to realize, too, she was very active in that community with the firefighters and police organizations and Easter Seals, things like that, and Christmas charities. She was doing a lot of things like that to try to help raise money. And there was also several reports I got of people that, you know, had written to her and gotten very inspirational notes back from her. She was just very private and requested to be kind of left alone. She didn't want to have a lot of focus on her as she went through, I guess, her later years. She wanted to be, I think one thing I had read said she wanted to be remembered as Aunt B, but known as Frances Bouvier. So I bet you, had you met her and called her Frances Bouvier, she would have appreciated that a lot. So let's listen to this little sound clip here of Frances doing her poem here.
This is A Fading Flower of Forgotten Love by Agnes Ellicott Strong. A rose I give to you, this rose so fresh with fragrance rare. Its petals bringing joy to you, the fairest to the fair. Oh, roses are like memories. They fade and pass above. But you, dear heart, will e'er remain my fading flower of forgotten love.
Isn't that nice? I tell you, she was such a sweet lady. And I'm going to go into the next, probably the next week or two. We're going to hit again and talk a little bit more about Frances as we go forward, because there's so many stories that we have from cast members. George Lindsay, other cast members have talked about Frances in the past. So we're going to delve into some of that as we go forward, because I don't want you guys to think that she didn't have a good life and a happy life. Now, toward the end, I couldn't tell you exactly because I don't have a lot of details towards the very end of her life. But she brought a lot of joy to a lot of people, and she had an incredible career working all kinds of venues as she came up as a young child. As a matter of fact, I think her first, you know, she was born on December 14th, 1902. And by the time she was seven, Frances called herself a seasoned theater goer. So she had already been going to the theater, and she knew she wanted to be a stage actress. So anyway, there's all kinds of details. We've got them, and I will be sharing those in the weeks to come. But I just wanted you guys to understand that she is a wonderful lady. All amazing things that we have to dwell on and go back and just enjoy the fact that she was not Aunt B, just like Andy wasn't Andy Taylor. But I guarantee you.
Oh,
flippity-jippity. Yeah, I'm sorry. And so...
Silence is my game. Mum's my name. Tickle lock.
So she brought a lot of joy to us. And folks, we all hope we have a Aunt B in our lives that'll help take care of us and just and get us to do the things we ought to do. How many times can you remember when Andy was getting on to Opie and she's over there, And Andy finally, Aunt B, Opie, you want to go get some salt? There's some right there, sir. You want to go get some salt? So anyway, folks, that's all I've got for you tonight. I encourage you to come by. We got several places where you can go and visit and get to know one another. We got, I'll tell you first off, at Miss Crump's Blackboard, you can go there. You go to imayberry.com. You'll see a link there to the forums. If you go there, down near the bottom, you'll see podcast about Mayberry. Or if you scroll down a little bit. And if you click that, you can go and talk about this episode, other episodes. You can tell me stuff about that you know about Aunt B, Frances Bouvier. Love to hear it. Or any other topic we've talked about. You can do that. You can hover over to Facebook, or you can go to our Two Chairs No Waiting website. There's all kinds of ways to interact with us from there as well. Or you can just email me at floyd@mayberry.com. At imayberry.com, sorry. And I'll get back with you there as well. So the other way, which nobody seems to be doing, you can give me a call at 888-684-8415. And we can get to hear your voice on the podcast and get to just get to know you a little bit better. Anyway, folks, I hope you enjoyed it. Hope you enjoyed hearing Aunt B on Dragnet. And we'll see you guys next week on Two Chairs No Waiting. Talk to you later. Bye.